What's up, everybody? Want to say hello to our patrons. Thank you again for your support of the show. This is Behind the Scenes for the week of April 23rd. This is episode 13 of Behind the Scenes. And got a few things I want to get to. Man, the Pro Wrestling Report this week, man, that's the longest episode ever, man. Just had a lot to talk about, a lot of results. Six shows to cover. That was crazy. So let me, I got no particular order. I really want to talk about this stuff. Let me just talk about why I'm having more fun than ever with wrestling. I was talking to somebody, and, you know, when Mark and I started our podcast about 4 years ago, I never had any aspirations or dreams to even do anything in wrestling. I think, you know, we had talked about maybe doing commentary and stuff like that, but never thought, you know, we would start helping out. You know, we helped start a promotion. We helped with creative in promotions. We did commentary, video editing, all that stuff. And never thought any of that would have happened. And just, you know, it's been so cool just to meet so many great people and attend so many great shows. And I think for me, I was trying to do things and be involved in things that I wasn't good at, whether it was creative or the business side of things, or the, you know, being a licensed promoter. I tried to be involved in some areas of the business that, like I said, I just wasn't good at. It wasn't my sweet spot. It was, you know, for something that is, you know, a hobby, it needs to be life-giving. Man, that's why it's a hobby. It needs to pour into you. It needs to give you energy. It doesn't need to suck the energy out of you. And I think I am a lot more content than I was. I'm content to say, this is what I'm good at. This is what I enjoy doing. And I'm blessed to have people that allow me to do it, which is basically show up at shows, set up some equipment, shake hands with people, you know, try to build good relationship with the fans, do some commentary, run sound if necessary. Have no problem doing that. Have fun doing that. Have fun just watching the shows. And, again, I love doing the pre-show videos, and we throw them up there in our Facebook group, and they typically get, you know, 1,000 views. I mean, they get a lot of views, and so I'm just having fun, and there's no pressure, and there's no unreal expectations. There's no as Mark is so quick to point out, and he's very wise in this, he, you know, tells me to manage my expectations. And I've taken that advice to heart, and I'm having fun. And, you know, I'll be having even more fun when, you know, on those weekends when Mark's able to be there with me and we can do commentary together. That'll be even more fun. And I think one of the things was, we were just having to be there at show day so early. We were getting there like 8 o'clock in the morning, and when you're there from 8 o'clock to 8 in the morning to 11 at night, and it was just taking a lot out of us, and it was draining. And now to be in a position where, you know, you can show up at 3 or 4 o'clock and just get your stuff done. Just, you know, and it's just enjoyable. And like I said, Mark has been working a lot, and I'm excited to record again this week, and I'm excited to kind of get into a groove, and when we can hit up the shows and you know, have some fun. That's the thing, man. Just want to have fun. Just don't want to have. I think we were just, you know, Yeah, just have fun and no pressure and there you go. And you know, if you get asked for ideas, you share those ideas, and if not, no big deal. So yeah, I'm having a blast. I mean, one of the reasons I'm having a blast is you know, we've been accumulating a lot of material. I've been working on you know, Battlezone has put all their shows on DVD, you know, from the past almost 3 years. So I've been working on putting, you know, doing commentary for those and getting them ready to do DVDs with commentary. And it was just like, you know what, we're going to have all these matches, we're going to have all these videos with commentary, and discovered, you know, the platform. It's the platform that a lot of other companies have their own wrestling networks, PWX, AML, lots of other wrestling promotions, lots of other companies have their own network. And I said, man, what if we could pull in footage from different promotions in this area and start our own network? And so it was, you know, apparent that a good launching point would be the first Battlezone show, you know, Saturday night. And it's just been a ton of work these last couple of weeks, getting, you know, learning the system and getting matches uploaded and figuring out what matches we want to do and recording commentary. And it's been fun. Again, I think you know, I'm trying to find my sweet spot. I'm trying to do some fun things. And so, again, you guys, soscustomnetwork.com, use the coupon code PATRONS. You get 40% off for 2 months. You can sign up for the 7-day trial, and then for the first 2 months, it's just $2.99 for you guys, and then after that, it's $4.99. I think it's a great deal. We're going to keep adding content and content and content, and I think it's going to be it's been a fun thing, and it truly has been. This is a cliche. It has been a labor of love to do this, and we're talking – even today and tomorrow, talking with a couple of other promotions about getting their footage and adding commentary and getting it on the network. And so there's a possibility of this week, three more promotions adding to the network, which would be awesome. So hoping to do that. So yeah, it's been fun, and would love your feedback on the network. What kind of stuff do you want to see? What kind of, you know, what kind of original content? I mean, I wanted to create a place for not just matches and shows, but for original content. So I mean, we're working on shoot interviews, and again, the way we're going to do our shoot interviews is it'll be broken up into like 30-minute segments, so you don't have to. You don't have to wait, you know, I'd want to watch this shoot interview, but it's 2.5 hours long. When am I going to watch it? We're going to break it down where it's in different segments. And it also gives us flexibility of recording it at different times. And, you know, we're going to get these shoot interviews with guys who've never done shoot interviews. These local guys that you've never heard their stories before. So I'm really excited about that. And, the goal is, you know, every show I go to do some behind the scenes footage and stuff that'll be, you know, exclusive to the network. And I'm interested, you know, to even brainstorm with Mark this week about what kind of double dropkick content we can put on the network. So I'm excited. I'm excited, and I'm having fun and a lot of great things happening. I wanted to share with you one easy way to make wrestling better. So Golden Corner the other night, it was one of those situations where I had one job and didn't get it done. I was supposed to supply for them a monitor, which basically you just set up a camera near the entranceway, run a cable, and then the guys have a TV in the locker room where they can watch the other matches. And so there's a couple of reasons for this. First of all, to me as a fan, it is extremely distracting to see guys poking their head out of the curtain during the show. It's extremely distracting to see. Just my personal opinion. No one should go through the curtain during, once the show starts. The only people you should see go through the curtain are the referees and the wrestlers. The people participating in the show. Because if I just see, you know, a random person during the middle of a match go through the curtain and guys kind of coming and going or whatever, or kind of like the gopher going in and out, and it just takes me out of the moment. And again, I was supposed to, you know, I didn't do that. Was able to do that Saturday night with Battlezone, and I felt like Battlezone, you know, had their new entranceway which looked great. I mean, we had the video screen, but I think it allowed guys to stay in the back, and they're able to see the match that's going on. They're able to watch the monitor, and they don't kind of have to peek their head out. And so, man, it's just something simple. Just something simple, something we did, you know, with 3Count. It's something that's super easy to set up. But I feel like with wrestling, you're trying to create an environment. And that's one of my knocks on independent wrestling is you have to take that seriously and take that, what's the word I'm trying to use? Like there needs to be, like I've been to shows where guys came out from the back and sat in the crowd and like talking to their girlfriend or their brother or whatever in the crowd, like during the show. And now if you're going from the back and you're going to your, sometimes you got to go from the back, you got to go to the bathroom because that's the way the building's set up. Totally understand it. Sometimes you're going from the back, you're going to your gimmick table. Totally cool. You're going to sell merch, whatever. I'm just saying, realize, now in some buildings, you don't have to go through the curtain. You don't have to go out the locker room door. There's other ways to get around to your merchandise table. So I'm just saying, take that seriously of creating this aura. And because I think about this girl from the show the other night. She's hook, line, and sinker. I mean, she believes. And what you and do everything you can in your power to help her keep believing. Even if it's something as small, it's not peeking your head out through the curtain during a match. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that's like the unforgivable sin. I'm just saying it's something small. It's something small. And again, just protecting that area. I would say 99% of the shows that I've been involved in, from where the locker room is, there's a way to get from the locker room to other parts of the gym or the building without coming through the curtain, without coming that way. Not every place, but some places. So, man, it's just a thought. It's just a thought. And, again, happy to come. I'm happy to come set up a camera and do that for you. When I come to a show, whatever I'm asked to do, whatever I volunteered to do, my goal, I've been there where you're responsible for just about everything. And it's rewarding to have a guy like Mike Worsham call me yesterday and say, hey, thanks. Or you call me Saturday and say, man, thanks. I knew that what you were doing, I didn't have to worry about it. It was one thing off my plate. And so that's gratifying to me. To help a friend out is for a good cause. So, yeah, again, just a small, small thing. Plus, here's another thing. Having a monitor in the back, you're able to watch the other matches. So, again, Golden Corner. Golden Corner is a great family-friendly show. And the crowd in Walhalla Friday night, which at 6:55, 5 minutes before bell time, there's probably 45 people in the building. And between 6:55 and 7:05, that crowd almost tripled from about 100 from 100 to 125 people. I mean, it was just kind of like, whoa. And a lot of it was a big group came in from the place called the Tribble Center. And so Golden Corner, for the crowd that they have, the crowd that they draw, the type of wrestling that they do, which is very slow-paced, it is very old-school, the crowd eats it up. The crowd was hot last night. And so it may not be necessarily, we're not talking about five-star matches, but it's entertaining the crowd. It's what they want to see. But the flip side of that is every match follows kind of the same pattern. Now, first couple of matches didn't do that. Also, Jordan Bryson Willis, they didn't, really work the arm all that much. They had a good, nice, quick match. But then you get, like, if every match works the arm. Now, it's not just that you're working the arm. It's working the arm the exact same way. That, and again, having a monitor in the back and just having guys know, hey, we're going to do the thing with the arm. We're going to do, hey, I'm going to break his arm, and talking back and forth, getting the crowd into it. That's great for one match. But if every match does that, you gotta be new, you gotta be fresh. And I feel like that's one of the things with Golden Corner is when you have these veterans that all work a similar style, you kind of get into that. Now again, okay, at the end of the day, the crowd was entertained, the crowd was lively, the crowd went home happy. So that's the bottom line. What I'm just saying to grow and to get new fans and just have different types of matches. That's one reason I love the Battle Zone show. And that's one thing we try to do with Three Count. Is Three Count, we probably took it overboard, but each match had a producer. And we knew, all right, hey, these guys are going to do the thing with the arm, so you guys don't do the thing with the arm. These guys are going to win we're doing a ref bump in this match. Don't do a ref bump. And so just trying to make every match different, to have every match tell its own unique story. And one of the ways is communication. And then the other way is just having that monitor in the back, so the guys can see, okay, they just did this, so we don't need to do that. But it was a lot of fun. Again, man, it was just low pressure, man. Being a Golden Corner and Battle Zone, just low pressure situation, man. Just fun, man. Just fun to be a part, and watch your friends have some success. There was some I mentioned perhaps 2 weeks ago, some drama. I didn't go into details. I'm not going to go into details. But there's just some drama unfolding. And it's kind of, now it's a little bit of cross-promotional drama. I talked about, sometimes you do things, and you do things personally, and maybe you didn't technically do anything wrong, but it just looks bad. It gives off the appearance of impropriety. And the wrong people find out, and the wrong people start talking, and it just gets ridiculous, and it just becomes this drama happens. And so it's going to be interesting to see some of this drop, man, because you get, man, you get family members involved and people just, there was some fairly ridiculous stuff that happened this weekend. Just people just not, I mean, people not involved in wrestling. Family members, but doing things that could be very, very detrimental to the business. Very detrimental to wrestlers, to promotions. But it's just crazy. And you hate to see it. But it's just like, that's independent wrestling for the most part a lot of times. Is just, man, why is there always got to be drama? And I'm going to be honest, okay? And I'm, a lot of times, it's people being involved in wrestling that maybe shouldn't be involved in wrestling. And they, you know, you hear all the cliches about why guys run shows and things like that. And anyway, and again, for me, like, sometimes it's okay just to be a fan. Sometimes it's okay just to be a fan or just show up and maybe help set up the ring or maybe just support your favorite wrestlers or, you know, like me, man, I'm just going to run the sound. I'm not going to tell you how to have your match. I'm just going to run the sound. I'm just going to make sure that's good. I'm just going to do commentary. I'm just, you know, but it's just crazy sometimes. It's just crazy. And, you know, yeah, crazy. So let's switch gears a little bit. You know, I talked about big injury to Shea McGrady, man, and just what a devastating injury to that guy. And I feel so bad because they were starting to get a push in APW. They looked to be in line to be APW tag. I mean, they were setting up a feud with Jim Nasty Boys. I mean, a feud that's been going on. So now, man, APW, they've had to kind of call an audible because their heavyweight champion got injured. Now they're, you know, their number two tag team is out with an injury. Then you also had, don't forget, you know, Big Country. Hopefully he's coming back from his injury soon. I know that's had to change some booking decisions. The next Palmetto Championship Wrestling show where he's the heavyweight champion is on May 11th. Is he going to be back for that? Don't know. So it's been crazy to just kind of see a little bit of an injury bug this year and how that's affected, you know, different promotions here in the Carolinas. So I'm keeping an eye on that. You know, the injury, you know, you had Big Country, you had Shea, and then TJ Boss. How did that injury affect his push? I mean, he was set for a big year as the APW heavyweight champion, was set for a big year, big push there in the syndicate. So just some things to keep your eye on. And I think every weekend from now until the end of May, got a show every weekend. I'm excited about that. I got to kind of limit myself to one show, you know, got to limit myself to one show a weekend just for with my family situation and everything. But I'm excited, man. It's going to be great. You know, I've been talking about April all year. Now we're into May, and April was a huge, huge month. Lots of developments, and now we're getting into May. Lots of shows, lots of, you know, promotions that just debuted in April, coming back in May. So, it's just exciting. It's always great. I love Carolina's independent wrestling. I want to say thank you again for all your support. Again, I hope you're able to check out the SOS CustomNetwork.com. Again, you can sign up for that free trial. Use the coupon code PATRONS to get 2 months for $2.99. And again, let us know what you think. In the Facebook group, the Patriots Facebook group, let us know what you think. What matches do you want to see on there? Maybe there are some promotions you would like to see on there. Maybe there's some local promotions. So again, you know, we're trying to work with people, and we want to build the best content. We want to put we not only want to put content on there you can't find anywhere else, not just matches, but original content. We want to put it on there on a way that's wrestling the way you want it, that fits your busy schedule, that makes it easier for you to consume as much wrestling with possible in a way that fits into your schedule. So, lots going on. Thanks again for all your support. Thanks for just, man, giving me this outlet just to get some stuff off my mind and get some stuff off my chest. Despite, you know, it was just a great, great weekend. Man, I'm just reminded why I love professional wrestling. So thanks a lot, guys. And for behind the scenes, this is Heath, and we'll see you soon.